Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Revision Made Easy. And in today's episode, we'll be discussing the topic, the care of the dying and euthanasia. Euthanasia. Key information. Catholics believe in the sanctity of life. All life is holy and sacred because it has been created by God. This means that all life should be respected, valued, and cared for up until the moment of death. For this reason, the Catholic Church is against euthanasia. Euthanasia is the act of intentionally ending someone's life painlessly and with compassion in order to end their suffering. Care of the dying. Because of a belief in the sanctity of life, the Catholic Church teaches that 1. All human life is holy and sacred because it has been created by God. 2. All life should therefore be respected and valued. Life does not become any less valuable when a person becomes ill or elderly. 3. All life belongs to God. If anyone intentionally damages or destroys a human life, then they are rejecting a gift from God. And 4. People have a duty to give the ill and elderly all the care and support they need, so they can maintain their dignity until they die. Showing care for the dying should be central to any decisions that are made about their treatment. Euthanasia. Euthanasia describes a situation where someone intentionally helps another person to die in order to end their suffering. The Catholic Church is against euthanasia for the following reasons. Why is the Catholic Church against euthanasia? Only God has the right to take away life. It is considered to be murder and morally unacceptable. Suffering is part of being human, but may be reduced with medication. It lowers the value and dignity of life. All life should be valued and respected, even if a person is ill and suffering. We should care for the dying. This includes giving medication, which aims to relieve their pain, even where it might shorten a person's life. Suffering can be seen as a way to share in the suffering of Jesus on the cross. While the Catholic Church is against euthanasia, it does not believe a person's life should be deliberately prolonged by treatments that have no real benefit for the dying person. This means a person who is close to death shouldn't receive treatments that will only prolong their suffering but has no other real benefits. The Declaration of Euthanasia conclusion states, "We, without in any way hastening the hour of death, should be able to accept it with full responsibility and dignity." You can use this quote for your 5-mark questions and your 12-mark questions in your exam to show the Catholic Church is against euthanasia and believes a person's dignity is very important. Other links to scripture and teaching include Euthanasia Part 1. Everyone must live their life respecting what God has planned for them. Also, the UCAT 379 states, it goes against the commandment, do not kill. And finally, Declaration on Euthanasia, Part 4, states, where death cannot be stopped, we should not continue to give treatments that will prolong their life and make their suffering worse. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and found it useful. Please share with your friends, have fun revising, and good luck with your exams.